Just a reminder, phase two of All-Star voting runs through noon on Wednesday.
Phase two. Engage.
Yeah, it is engaged. We're right now phase two operational.
Yes.
So go vote for Javi Baez, Riley Green, and Gleyber Torres. They are finalists at their respective positions. Green and Baez in the outfield and Torres at second base.
God, that would be so amazing if Javi gets voted in. And your starting center fielder in the game could be Javi Baez.
And it's an impossibility. Do you believe in miracles?
I mean,
this impossible dream comes true.
It's just so far-fetched.
So far-fetched.
A year ago, you tell anybody that, they're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that Javi Baez, regardless of position, would be an all-star. It's laughable based on what happened last year and the previous 2 years. It's laughable. Then you're going to say, oh yeah, no, not as a shortstop, as an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll likely start in center field if voted in, because I would imagine you put Judge in right and Riley in left.
Yep.
That is amazing. And this is one of those things that is why I love sports.
You never know what's going to happen.
Never.
But I was pretty sure that wasn't going to happen, and now it's happening.
Yep.
So we'll see. Phase two, engage. Detroit fans, go vote your guy in. 248-539-9797. It's Canada Day. We're talking about the best places to visit in Canada. Happy Canada Day for those over there in Windsor. In the meantime, Scott, we finished last hour by talking about TJ Watt, excuse me, the possibility skip minicamp. He's not happy with his contract. And Adam Schefter said teams are coming at Pittsburgh because outside team interest is likely increasing because of Monday's trade when they traded Minka Fitzpatrick, amongst others, Jalen Ramsey coming back. And all right, cool. Pittsburgh insiders, however, are saying Monday's deal has no bearing on Watt. But, I mean, look, you call, okay? I think you absolutely have to call. I think he would be $21 million against the Lions cap. They could fit him under the cap. Probably cost a first-round pick or whatever. But that's not even the point. You can survive without the first-round pick if you add him for a year. But this goes back to one of those things of how many moving parts are there. There's a lot of moving parts because it would include, you would have to get him to agree to want to play here. If he doesn't want to play in Pittsburgh on this contract, does he want to play anywhere else on his contract, right?
Well, I mean, obviously it's different playing in Detroit, which is a team that is expected to make noise in the playoffs, mm-hmm. compared to the Steelers, where you're not even sure if they're going to make the playoffs. It's just kind of a little bit of a dumpster fire what's going on over there in comparison to what's happened in Detroit, which is also another crazy thing to say.
Right.
Steelers are a dumpster fire. The Lions are the model of the NFL. It's crazy.
It really is.
Yeah, there's different stages to that. So, yeah, you have to gauge interest. Would the Lions have the need? Yes. Move on to segment two. Would would he want to jump ship and come to a contending team? Let's assume that that's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
But three, is it only contingent on getting an extension? And can the Lions afford to give him an extension? Would he come to Detroit without an extension? Would he just be a straight-up rental player until his contract is up? And that's probably a no for him. He wants the extension because he can see. But then again, maybe he would play it out in Detroit, and then you hit the free agent market at the end of the season, and you can set the market because you're TJ Watt and you're outstanding. At the same time, though, the Lions still haven't signed Aiden Hutchinson to his extension. Micah Parsons still hasn't signed his extension with Dallas. And Micah Parsons is the one who's going to set it up, right? We have the baseline right now, $40 million. That's what Myles Garrett signed for. Trey Hendrickson hasn't signed his deal yet either. That's another one. Is this a case where there's a free agent market next year because it could potentially be flooded? Or is it not going to be flooded at all? Are these guys all just going to sign?
I think these guys are all going to re-sign with their teams. I think it's what's going to happen. This seems to be the song and dance we do every year. The one thing about it is, if you bring in TJ Watt, I feel like it can only be on a one-year contract. He's 30 years old. His clock is ticking on the second half of his career. Aiden Hutchinson is just getting started. you really can't afford to pay them both, most likely long term. And you don't want to bring him in, sign him, and give the impression you're giving him giving TJ Watt Aiden Hutchinson's money. Right now, they have the healthiest locker room situation they've ever had. If you can get him to agree to come in and not sign long term, that would be doable. That would certainly be doable. You can get Hutch's deal locked up. Watt can run it this year. But now, do I think this is going to happen? No, I don't think it's going to happen, because I think this is just what happens
right. When
you are a free agent, a coveted free agent, and near the end, and you don't want to go into last year without a deal. Guess what?
It's the same conversation we had a few months ago when we talked about Trey Hendrickson. Can you fit him in? Sure you can. Can you fit him in long term? Sure you can. But it comes with some pain. If you sign both Hutchinson and, let's say, TJ Watt, you trade for TJ Watt, you sign him to an extension. You give Hutch, let's say, $40 million, Watt $35 million. Would that suffice both players? I'm not sure, but let's say, for the sake of argument, it does. Great. Now you got them both there. Then Aiden shouldn't be upset with anything because he's making more money. However, it comes with a cost.
You can barely afford anything else.
Well, it's not that you can barely. It's that you are going to have to say goodbye to other players, which is the difficult part. You're going to have to say, well, it was nice to have Jameson Williams while it lasted, but we can't bring him back. Hey, Jahmyr Gibbs is really good for us and he's outstanding, but we just can't afford to have him. You may have to make another decision on somebody else and say, hey, wow, really like having a good tight end, but I'm sorry, we just can't do it, man. We're going to have to draft another one and, you know, try to work that out. It comes with a lot of pain. Short term, it makes you the number one team to win the Super Bowl if you were to do this.
Yeah, well, you talk about feasibility. I just don't know how feasible it is.
And does Pittsburgh even want it? I mean, Pittsburgh said that they want to re-sign him.
Right. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. A free agency underway in the NHL, and we will be all over it. Any breaking news, we'll pass it along to you right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Mike in Livonia on 97.1. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, dog?
What's up,
buddy? What's up, Gator?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, going into the off season, obviously watching Philadelphia Eagles wreck havoc with their D-line, I wanted a D-line so bad looking like that. So I wanted somebody opposite of Aiden. We just thought I was into the Max Crosby thing. And then I wanted Trey Hendrickson. And the more I thought about it, the more I listened to actually Pat put on the afternoon. And he talks about it all the time. So if you look at Jeff Goff's cap hit this year, it's $69.9 million, which is 28% of the cap. Aiden is about to be renewed probably by the end of this year, going into next year. So his cap hit is going to be huge. And for you to tie up that much money into the same position, which is two players, and not have enough money to basically supplement the players around them, it's just difficult. The way to approach this, if you're going to do it, is to draft somebody in the first round and have them for 4 years under that rookie contract, where if they're a stud opposite of Aiden, then great. Aiden is getting paid, and then eventually we make that call 4 years from now. But for us to constantly dream about trading for these players, I mean, Brad Holmes came out and said he's not doing that, and I could see why. I mean, for him to tie, let's just say if Aiden is worth $50 million a year at this point, or 40-something, and then let's say TJ wants another $38 million, $40 million. That's $80 million. That's a quarterback salary hit-wise going into the season. And it's just not feasible to run
an organization. I mean, you're basically correct. And the thing is, you can add, like, the Lions pass rush wasn't a problem for 4 weeks. Looked like it was going to be pretty good.
No, it did.
And then the injuries hit.
But what I'll push back on is the whole, you can't, you know, when people say you can't have two guys at the same position making that kind of money. Well, you can when they're on the field at the same time. Because what difference does it make how the money's allocated if I have, you know, let's say he was playing middle linebacker instead and he was going to get paid big time money. And then I've got a defensive end that's not. I mean, it doesn't matter. Money is just money.
But there is a cap, and you.
I get that there's a cap. I understand that, and I've gone through why there's pain down the road.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter if it's the same position.
No, but it doesn't. I think his point was the same as yours. You're going to lose too many other players.
You could.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up.
You got a real good chance of winning.
Well, you do. They got a real good chance of winning right now.
They do.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.